Hi, I'm Clarissa, and we're going to talk about crossing boundaries emotionally going through your life. There are many things that a person has to endure throughout their lives from childhood to adulthood. Today we have a woman named Rosemary who is going to tell us about her life obstacles. As a 52-year-old woman, her trials are a bit different from the ones that people might face today, but that doesn't mean they're not as important or as life-changing, and it doesn't mean that her insight on things aren't up-to-date or helpful for people who are growing up in the 20th century. Even at a young age, she had to deal with problems that were brought on inside her school.
The little boy was bothering me, and he kept picking at me. I think that may have been before high school. And I had to go home, and I told my mom. And in those times, parents were a little bit different. They made you go back out there and fight the person. They didn't want you just to come home. So my mom marched me down the street back to the school, find a little boy, but we couldn't find a little boy. So I guess she just let it go. But then I guess one day I just got tired of him picking on me. I guess I really didn't understand the term bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess one day I had enough, and the little boy kept picking at me. So next thing I knew, I was on him, and I had him by the throat, and I wouldn't let go. And they had to call my mom, and they had to try to pull me off, and eventually I let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, I guess sometimes you get to a point where you just can't take it anymore.
That snap one when you black out?
Yeah. So that was, I guess, scary for me.
There's always that turning point when someone is just taken from their regular mindset and put into a very hectic situation where they lose themselves and they forget who they are and do something that is out of their character. When she was older and going on to college, she was walking to church when a man had walked up behind her and hit her in the head and stole her bag. But as a woman that she was, she didn't let that define her. She kept going on with her life. She went on, she got married, she had 4 kids, she had a job and made money and a life for her and her family. She was determined to be a strong-willed woman and not let her past disable her or cripple her from being all that she could be. Even after accomplishing all of this, there is something that every person regrets, and there is one specific thing that this woman does regret that she didn't do when she was younger.
I never graduated from college. I think that's the only thing that I really regret in my life. I would have liked to have graduated from college and maybe gotten a degree to be like a motivation or incentive for my children.
Mm-hmm. As a mother and having 4 kids, she wants them to have a bright future with a college education. There are so many differences between the old days and the new days, and there are things that are better and worse about that.
I think it's a big difference compared to today because of so much technology. They don't sit down at the table. We sit down at the table and we would eat dinner. It's too much fast food, processed food. They actually had gardens, and you go out to the garden, get your food, and then you come in and you cook your food. You may go to stores to get your meats. Like, I remember they... 9th and Market used to be a big place where you go get all kinds of meats and stuff. And you come home and you cook and you clean and you have fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. Today it's like everything's in the can or processed, meals prepared, but it was healthier for you compared to then than it is now. And you had a lot of family quality time. You sit down, you actually talk. You add with a pencil, not a calculator,
mm-hmm.
You know? So sometimes I think today they have too much technology, and it takes away from family interaction and family life. Fresh air and sunshine. You go today, the children sit in the room. Go outside. They don't know what outside is. They want to sit there and play computers and stuff. And then cell phone. You talk on the cell phone. We didn't have cell phones back in that time. You had a telephone, so whatever it was, you get home, you answer the phone. When you got home, or they have a recording.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big difference. Well, it started off with two in the family, but sometimes the husband may die.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, there was always two in the family. There really wasn't a lot of single parent compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they had to work and they did domestic work, like cleaning homes,
mm-hmm.
or stuff, the men would be out, whatever the men would be doing. Because my father was working for an oil company. So you wouldn't see him a lot. He would come home in the evening, but you could smell the oil and stuff. But he was there like on the weekends if he wasn't working. But with my mom, she did domestic work. So I mean, she had to go to people houses, and she would have to take care of their children, wash, cook, and clean, and then she would come home. So she may not have been in the mood to do a lot of washing, cooking, cleaning for us, I guess, because she's been doing it all day,
mm-hmm.
and she's tired physically. So she would expect us to look after ourselves, do what we're supposed to do. And I guess she would have to grow up a little bit faster than normal, but we still had time to play, run around, play games, talk, go places, and do after-school activities and stuff. But they expect you to be a little more responsible.
This really applied to her family in a sense to where she saw her mom way more than she saw her dad, and so they had to do a lot of things for themselves.
It was five of us. She was a single parent. She had to take care of us by herself, and she had to work. So at that time, they didn't tolerate a lot of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They expect you to be responsible, and the oldest child had to take care of the rest of the children. And we all had to chip in as far as cooking and cleaning and shopping and, you know, doing things around the house because our mother had to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really have a lot of patience and tolerance for nonsense. When they told you to do something, you did it. You didn't talk back. You didn't give them no lip. They just looked at you and you knew, okay, I better act right or I'm going to get it. And what was nice at that time, which I think is kind of sad today, in today's society, if your neighbor saw you doing something, they would beat you and tell your parents. And then when you got home, you would get a beating again from your parents. So that I sort of kind of miss a little bit compared to the day. They weren't abusive.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't leave mark or bruises on you. But it was more family-oriented, and they would look after everybody's children. And that so-and-so, I know your mama. I'm going to tell your mama. So you knew you had to behave
mm-hmm.
yourself.
The current problems and the emotional issues don't just lie with the adults. There are many kids nowadays who have the stress level of an adult person. The best way to really help somebody is to first listen and try to figure out a way to help them figure out what they need to do.
I would want to know, or at least try to figure out, where is it coming from and why.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for you to get to that point, means something must have happened before then to get up to that point. So I would try to be as understanding and I guess as sympathetic as possible and try to find out where the problem is. A little child one time came in when I came to work and he came into the program. He was mad and angry. And I'm like, because I always ask my children, how was your day today? You have a great day? And the little child said, no, I had a terrible day. So I said, okay, well, just a minute. And I pulled him on the side. And I said, why did you say you had a terrible day? And then the child would just talk and say, well, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, well, let's think for 1 minute. Do you think it was something that you could have did better? Or is it something that you think that you could have handled differently? And then the child would stand there, a little fidgety. And then they would say, well, I guess I could have did this or I could have did that. And then I said, well, do you feel a little better now that you talked about it and you got it off on your chest? Are you still having a bad day? Do you still feel mad and angry? And they said, no, I feel a little better. Then they'll go on their merry way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do our afternoon program. Just to get them to stop for a minute, to think about what happened. And then maybe in the process of them thinking about it and talking about it, they're like getting it off their chest. It gives them opportunity to say, well, maybe I could have did this differently, or maybe I could have said that. Try to get them a new perspective or a newer idea how to handle a situation. Sometimes when you're caught up in things and things happen, we may not always handle or say the right thing at that moment. But when you think about it later, then you say, oh, maybe I could have did this or I could have did that. And it gives you a new perspective how to handle things just in case it happened again.
The only way to really overcome things that happen and to help each other grow in life and to keep this world stable is we have to come together and we have to be a community again. We can't be all separate and trying to push other people down to make ourselves feel better. We need to get back to those old day ways in a way and really teach the young and the old that we need to help each other and to be there for each other, because we won't survive if everybody's trying to do me, myself, and I.